in downtown Lansing. It's Ag Day. We are live for the Ag Club breakfast at the Radisson Hotel. It is Ag Day at the Capitol. We're brought to you by Michigan Farm Bureau and Greenstone Farm Credit Services. Thanks so much for joining us. We're joined by Senator Joe Kuhn. He's the Senate Agriculture Committee Chair. Senator, how are you?
Great. I'm doing great this morning. It's a beautiful morning, and thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being with me. Are you a farmer?
Yeah, we do a little bit of it. My family has a small farm out in Fowlerville.
Yeah.
I was born and raised there. We raise some cattle and livestock, do hay, and we actually raise exotic animals, if you can believe that.
Well, I'm out in your neck of the woods. I live out in Williamston.
Okay.
And our family farm grows tomatoes for salsa.
did you bring any to share?
We're all out. My wife keeps giving it away, and I try to hold on to that stuff, but she doesn't allow me to do that. Tell me, what does Ag Day at the Capitol mean for you?
Oh, you know, it's great to see all these different commodity groups, and it's truly symbolic of the diversity that we have in Michigan agriculture. Everything from floriculture to dairy products and everything in between. You'll have Serba Day farmers there probably today, which are the deer folks, and like I said, everything in between. It's great.
It seems like we hear so much about other industries in Michigan, manufacturing and even the movie industry.
Right.
We hear so much about that, but here's this big player, the number two economic source here in the state of Michigan, kind of gets lost. Why is that?
You know, and I don't really understand it fully either. It seems like it's been kind of the shining star in our economy here in Michigan, with commodity prices doing very well in the last several years, and have a long-term outlook of even doing better. So I'm not really sure why it seems to be kind of the forgotten stepchild, but I'll tell you what, it's great to have a governor, and I've said this numerous times, we have a governor now that embraces agriculture and like never before. That's absolutely phenomenal.
I know you're proud of the Michigan Agriculture Environmental Assurance Program.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
You know what? We passed the MEEP legislation, and we're not talking about student tax credits. We're talking about the Environmental Assurance Program for agriculture. It's something that I worked on when I served in the State House, and we worked on it for, gosh, probably the better part of a decade almost, getting the legislation through. And it's a voluntary program, and that's the best part of it all, is it's voluntary. And the agricultural producers here in Michigan can voluntarily go through a particular process, and if they do things in a sound, environmentally friendly manner, they can ultimately get the stamp of approval that they are MEEP certified, and they get special recognition, and there are some additional benefits to that as well.
It seems like we hear about these small instances when the farmers are in trouble, or there's runoff, or communities are complaining, but for the most part, farmers are handling their business, and there's a lot of rules and regulations to know about.
You hit the nail on the head, and in many ways, we're trying to, here in Lansing, make business an environmentally sound business environment for Michigan, not only to protect our environment, but to make a state government that is environmentally friendly for business, trying to cut down on rules and regs, but also keep in mind that we need to protect the environment.
All right, you've got 1,000 farms already there. Really, 5,000 farms in 5 years? You think you can hit that number?
You know, I don't think that's an unrealistic goal, and it's certainly a goal. We have seen some special attention paid to the MEEP program. The governor in his budget proposal calls for some additional resources to the MEEP program. And again, we tout this over and over. The best part of the MEEP program is it's voluntary. And like I said, I don't think that is an unrealistic goal at all.
When we think about agriculture here in the state, what do you think from your perspective, especially with your farming background, can be done by legislators to help the farmers?
Yeah, we are working on a whole package of bills, a whole plethora of different issues. In fact, just last week, we passed out of the Senate Agriculture Committee one crazy issue that I didn't even know existed. Apparently, the law goes back, I think, maybe to the late 1800s, that if you farm in Michigan, you are supposed to register your farm name with the Department of Agriculture, and it costs you $2. And there's a penalty if you did not do that, so I think I'm turning you in, a penalty of maximum 30 days in jail or $100 $1,000 fine for not registering your farm. We are literally going through law by law and eliminating these old archaic laws, because the bill we passed out, it was Rep. Glardon's bill out of Shiawassee County, eliminated that mandate that said you had to register your farm name. And the interesting thing is, in the old law, it says that you must pay 50 cents if you retire and want to unregister your farm name. Just crazy stuff. So we've got another probably a dozen and a half, two dozen bills we're working on to eliminate things. But long term, we want to do some stuff with the horse racing industry here in Michigan. And there are some other areas of agriculture we want to focus on. We want to help embrace kind of urban agriculture. We're going to do a bus tour in the city of Detroit in some urban agricultural settings and see what problems those folks are facing and what we can do to get government out of the way. And also we want to do some stuff with agricultural tourism. So, for instance, corn mazes and cider mills, pumpkin patches, all those different things face impediments, and are often the impediments they face are oftentimes local government impediments.
All right, before we let you go, infrastructure, do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Well, I've come out and said, no, the project that's put forth in terms of the governor's proposal, I just don't think that we can do it without putting our taxpayers at risk.
But that's not what everyone says. Everyone I keep hearing about, whether it's the governor, whether it's his staff, whether it's other legislators, say Canada's going to take care of that. Even if we get to the point, I had the governor tell me this on the radio show, even if we get to the point where we need longer to pay it off, we will do that. But then I had Representative Opsomer on the program who says, we don't want someone coming back knocking on the door 10 years from now saying we need money.
Yeah, and if you look at the long-term traffic projections, there may be, there's probably a need for something. But if we are putting our taxpayers at risk, I have not been convinced that we're not putting our taxpayers at risk, period. You know, I think the proposal calls for about a third of it coming from the Canadian provincial or federal government in Canada, a third from taxpayers at the federal level, and then a third would be essentially bonds. I believe that that's the most recent proposal. And again, it's going to be backed by the good faith and credit of the state of Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. So how are we not going to be put at risk in some way, shape, or form? There's probably a need there, and how do you argue that it's probably the busiest port of entry in terms of coming into the state of Michigan and going across into Canada and the country? We just need to have a better solution.
Senator Joe Hewitt is the Senate Agriculture Committee Chair. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being
listening
here.
To the Tony Conner Morning Show. 13:20.